Alex Henry, the Nebraska kicker, has some stiff competition, though. The other two finalists have really inspiring stories as well.
Well, yeah, and that's the other young man from Boston College who had cancer. Was diagnosed with a very rare bone cancer, and then he came back, became the leading tackler. So he's another young man that we're really excited about, and a young man from North Carolina State who lost his mother and a friend in a fire. So you look at all these kids who overcome all the social, economic, spiritual struggle, and they come back strong, and that's the leadership in them, the spiritual leadership, the social leadership, the economic leadership. They do the best what they have, and they have gratitude, which is very, very important. And these are great leaders you want in your community, want in your organization. These are the kids that make a difference when things get tough.
Mark,
it's you lean on.
Mark Herzlich is a linebacker at Boston College, overcame cancer. Michael Lemon, a defensive end at North Carolina State, whose best friend killed in a car accident, and then his mother killed in a fire. Rudy, switching gears a little bit, what do you do now, and what occupies your time?
Well, a couple things occupy my time. The Rudy Foundation, we got the high school Rudy Awards, we got the college football awards, we have the middle school Rudy Awards. Now we're going into the community Rudy. And I speak for a living. I do speeches, and I also write books, and we also do family-based movies that we feel that can make a difference in people's life. So we're producing good movies for family, and we feel good movies that give messages and that they get lessons out of. A lot of it can spread very fast. I love entertainment. I love the fact that music and audiovisual is a big part of people's psyche. So that's how Rudy works, and that's how I got my message out of hope, is going to Hollywood and putting a movie together to show that, hey, if you have an attitude change and change your thoughts, great things can happen.
Was the movie that was made about you an accurate portrayal? Was it pretty close to the way things really happened for you at Notre Dame?
Well, yes, it did happen the way you saw it, but on different levels happening differently. And the best example I can give the kids, number one, would never come in and put their jerseys on the coach's table. But four seniors went in and lobbied for a spot because of a rule that was up there that was given to Coach Devine his first year at Notre Dame. The NCAA put a rule only 60 kids can dress at home. And what's interesting about that, they used to dress 110. And that was Eric Parsegian's commitment to all seniors, that you will dress for your final home game if you come to practice every day. So you will have that victory there. And it was taken away when Coach Devine came in. So that was the obstacle there, the coaches. And that's why it was such a dramatic moment when they made the announcement that I would dress. Because I was basically giving up, but I was also reminded, you don't give up because you're not dressing by just a normal, regular, ordinary guy I work with every day. And, you know, and it's fascinating to me to see how those little things made a big difference.
How did the movie come about? Why and how was it made?
Well, you know, I was being interviewed by a sports writer at the end of the game, Rudy, when they carried me in. I was in the locker room, coached by him to say something to the team, and the sports writer comes up and says, "Hey, kid, this only happens in Hollywood." And I looked at him and said, "Hey, thanks. That's all I said." And it just made sense when I saw Rocky and Hoosiers and Field of Dreams and the movie Rudy start coming alive in my head. And all of a sudden I start putting together, and I find myself out in Hollywood for 10 years trying to put the movie together. And when it happened, it was like well-defined, well-thought-out, and patience paid off. It was a good timing. And what was nice about that was we shot it in 1992, and that's the last year Notre Dame had that stadium like it was. They're going to renovate it.